I do thank God for my testimony. I thank him for saving me 3.5 years ago.
Yeah.
And I thank him especially for the privilege of growing up in a Christian home. And being sent to Sunday school and all the meetings, gospel hall meetings. And knowing from a young age that I needed to be saved. Although I didn't have any interest in God at that time. But that brings me to just verses I would like to read at this stage that are really very dear to me and very, very true. It's from Psalm 40, it's verses 1 to 3. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up out of a horrible pit and out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. And he has put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God.
Yes.
Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. And that's exactly what God did. He lifted me out of a pit of sin, set me on the rock called Jesus, and gave me a real purpose in my life. And truly did put a new song in my mouth. I had no interest in anything of God, and I couldn't wait to get out into the world with my friends. 17 and a half, went off to England and met and married my husband at 21. A few years later, I had Armin in Tallinn. And then, thankfully, in God's providence, he brought us home here to live back under the influence of godly parents, I suppose, even though I had no time for God. But the influence was there, and Tallinn and Armin went out to Sunday school for a few years. And my marriage broke up. It was a difficult time, but we went on, and Tallinn especially always had a great interest in God. She was always talking about God and going to different meetings and things, and she started going out to church with Mummy. And she got saved at 12. And I gave her no encouragement. I think Armin laughed. And I remember thinking that time, oh no, and I just, when I think now of what, how I reacted, I mean, the mercy of God is just so hard to take in at times. And she would have asked us out to church, and I think in the 3 years, I maybe went once, and then my sister Shirley, who was saved as a child, she had a terrible accident, and she was coming to testify how the Lord had brought her through that accident, and I knew I had to go. I knew I had to listen to her. I wanted to listen to her, which was strange to me, because up until then I had just, if I was to describe my life until that point, I would just say I had lived a really unhappy, struggled, miserable life. There's no purpose at all. And the only joy I had was in the two children. And I searched, when you just go out with your friends, you try to get pleasures in the world, and there's nothing there, nothing at all. And a few weeks before I got saved, I had to go to Antrim Hospital for tests. And for the first time in my life, I stopped to think, I'm not ready to meet God. If something is wrong with me, if I have cancer, or if I'm going to die, which I know was probably a bit dramatic at the time, but that was the things that went through my head. I realised for the first time in my life that I wasn't ready to meet God. And I remember thinking, how on earth will I cope? How will I cope with the children? What will I do? And thinking just straight away, if I had Mummy's faith, I could cope. And that's the first time I ever even contemplated having God in my life. I rejected him in so many ways. I had a friend who died young. I had a brother who had cancer. All things that happened that I should have thought and made me think of God, but it didn't until I was faced with it myself. And I went out that night to church, and I listened to Shirley give her testimony, and she was reciting a chorus. The words of, it was one that she used to sing, and she was reciting the words of it. It was when she became conscious after her accident. That was the first words that came into her head. And Tallinn sang it one night at the mission. It was called God Loves You. And just at that point, I just really broke And I didn't know what was wrong with me, really. I just was past myself and went home, cried bitterly. Tallinn came in and she wanted to talk, but I sent her upstairs to bed. My sister came in, Shirley, tried to talk, and I just said, I'll be all right, I'll be fine. Good night's sleep, I'll be grand. And she said, Riss, you don't need to keep on like this. You can let the Lord into your life. And I said, look, I've struggled all these years on my own. I'll keep on struggling, I'll be fine. I said, I'll be grand. And I went up to bed that night. And again, just thinking just how the Lord just stays with us, thankfully. And I went to bed crying. And I literally, I woke up in the morning. The second I woke up, I was still crying. And I didn't know what was wrong with me. And Tallinn at that stage wasn't walking the way she should have been walking. She got no encouragement from me, and she was backslidden at that stage. But still, the Lord thankfully used her, and she came in the house again that morning. She said, Mum, I'm not going to school. And I got really cross with her and scolded her and told her she was going to school. But no, she insisted she was staying at home. And I went upstairs to apologise to her. And she just looked at me and she said, Mum, she said, you'll never be happy till you're saved. And I just looked at her and I said, Tallinn, don't start. And she says, Mum, you're running away from God. And she says, you have something that no friend and no doctor will ever make better. And I looked at her and I said, Tallinn, I couldn't keep it anyway. And she just said, God will keep you, Mummy. And he has. And I thank the Lord for that. And I just asked him, I remember thinking at one stage, just when she said that, I remember thinking, just a terrible fear came over me. And I remember thinking, what if this is my last time? What if God doesn't give me another chance? Because although I didn't know my Bible, I knew that God doesn't always strive with us. I knew there comes a point where we can just have our last chance. And I just felt that day that this was my only chance. And I did pray in faith. And I asked him to save me. And asked him to forgive my sins. And asked him into my heart. And just the burden just lifted. I'll never forget it. And I'm reminded even just of the verse in 2 Corinthians 5. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things pass away and all things become new. And that was so true in my life. Even the next Sunday as I went out to church, the first hymn that we were singing was, My Jesus, I love thee. I know thou art mine. For thee all the pleasures of sin I resign. And I cried because of the truth of those words. Because in my past I loved music and loved all this stupid sentimental garbage that goes about nowadays. Words that don't mean anything, words that are empty. And for the first time I was singing words that were true. And the Lord put me in a new job, which is a horrendous move for me because I'd only ever looked after old people for about 20 years, and put me in a job where I could speak to others. That again was a big change in my life, because before that, before I was saved, I was what you would call dour. Everybody laughed when I said that, but I was dour and shy, and I wouldn't have spoken to anybody I didn't know. And really, he just changed me. I just to stand back in amazement at myself and thinking, how on earth did I ever do that? Because I would have travelled home on holidays with a book in my hand for fear that somebody would look at me and speak to me and I would have to speak back. So that's how quiet I was in that way. I didn't like to speak to strangers. And now I find that I go up to people I don't know and speak to them. And that's the biggest change in my life. And he has blessed me in so, so many ways. I remember about 2 weeks after I got saved, I was reading my Bible, and there's a verse came to me, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. And boy, that verse just really homed in, and I just clung to it because I thought straight away of Armin. And you know, when you get saved yourself, you realise the importance. You realise, well, God just gives you a burden for other people, other souls. And I knew Armin. He wasn't a drinker or a smoker, didn't take drugs, but I knew he needed to be saved. And I just prayed and prayed and prayed, and the Lord answered that prayer in about 6 months. He didn't even believe in God. You've heard his testimony, so I don't need to go over that. And he has done great things in our family. Even two years before I got saved, my sister Melody came back to the Lord. She was saved as a child. My brother got saved a week before me. His wife got saved, Ben Armin, and other friends, and Melanie. And the Lord has done great things. We're all very glad. And he just has blessed me in many, many ways. He has provided for me financially. He has helped me through terrible struggles and a trying time of sickness and just ways that I could never have coped with had I not had the Lord with me. And I can truly say he does give us strength for the day. And I just would say, for even the children's work, or God has given me a real burden for the children's work, and I pray dearly that keep on praying for the children, because God can use children to bring the gospel into their homes. Natalia brought it into our home, even though she was told off many of the time, but she did try in her own way, bringing tapes in and saying things to us and trying to slip creation magazines to Armin. And the Lord does work. I mean, Mummy never guessed it. The Lord would use her granddaughter to break into her family and just really move amongst. So, I mean, that's an encouragement for those who don't have, who still have ones who are not saved. The Lord's able, and we just have to stay faithful, and he will answer prayer in his time. And I just, even Tally, and I remember that morning when the Lord used her, even in her backslidden state, because before that I remember her coming to me one day and saying, "Mom, I wish I had my old life back." And I didn't know what she meant. And I remember thinking, sure, you're too young anyway. You know, and Tally knew she wasn't walking right, and yet I couldn't encourage her, I couldn't help her. But the Lord kept his hand on her and used her that day and brought her back to himself, and has used her since and continuing to use us all. And that's what we're here for, to glorify the Lord. And I just, I'm truly thankful. Every day I could pinch myself when I think how the Lord has saved me and saved my family and has kept us. And I just pray that he'll continue, and I just do pray tonight that if there is anybody here tonight who's not saved, let the Lord into your life. Don't keep rejecting him, because he'll give you a new life. He'll give you a good life, and you'll never look back. You'll never ever hear anybody saying they wish they were never saved. You might say they wish they had got saved, but never that they were never saved. And it is a good life, and the Lord is good to us all. Thank you for listening.